Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 30, Polokwane and Mbombela 29 degrees.
In central Johannesburg on the M2 westbound, queuing traffic on the link to the M1 north at the Crown Interchange.
EFF leader Julius Malema has condemned the United States' actions towards South Africa, calling it in response to the country's support for Palestine. He was debating Washington's withdrawal of U.S. aid funding for HIV/AIDS programs in Parliament.
The growing calls by right-wing groups for foreign funding to establish independent states and to be armed by foreign interests must be recognized as part of a broader plan. This is the early stage of economic isolation, leading ultimately to military intervention. Next, AGOA will be terminated, escalating tensions between USA and South Africa.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration has meanwhile unanimously adopted the Public Service Commission Bill. The bill aims to strengthen the Public Service Commission and make it more impartial and independent. In other big news today, Gauteng police have found drug manufacturing equipment and chemicals, as well as final products suspected to be mandrakes at a farm on the West Rand. Police executed a search and warrant seizure operation during that they found a drug laboratory. The police provincial spokesperson and commissioner, Tommy Ntombeni, says one person was arrested. Several areas in Soshanguve and Pretoria are facing power outages due to multiple cable faults impacting the area substation. City Power's efforts are further hindered by overnight flooding. Here's Tswane spokesperson Lindela Mashiho.
The city is pleading with residents of the affected areas to be patient with our technicians who are working tirelessly to effect repairs while also investigating the cause of these chain of cable faults. The estimated restoration time is not yet known. However, the city undertakes to restore normal services as speedily and as practically possible.
The National Financial Ombuds Scheme says since its inception in March last year, it has dealt with 40,000 cases and recovered 416 million rand. The scheme is the result of a merger of four ombudsman agencies. Here's the organization's head, Rihanna Steyn.
The NFO will continue to champion the cause of consumer financial education and awareness of their rights and obligations to ensure better outcomes as they face this complex environment. The hard work continues to ensure that the NFO fulfills its goals to play a pivotal role in the country's financial services landscape.
And some Johannesburg residents have echoed President Cyril Ramaphosa's concern about the decay in the city of gold. Ramaphosa earlier told Gauteng Premier and the Joburg Mayor that he was not pleased by the environment during the G20 summit in Nasrec last month.
I really think he shouldn't act surprised that it's happening. And because they're not doing anything to take care of it, I don't think they really care about it. He's just saying because he's around.
Most of the traffic lights are not working at Joburg, and that thing, it poses a danger to us as pedestrians because the cars, they're no longer stopping.
The G20 summit is due to take place in November. I'm Chanel Zidane-Benedvidi with me, CEO EFF leader Julius Malema, and the VSA's optrede teenoor Suid-Afrika veroordeel.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
I don't wanna go, but baby, we both know this is not our time. It's time to say goodbye. This is not the end. It will come a day.